You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Good morning, folks. Hope y'all had a great weekend. Well, we did it. And we will look at some of the after action and the response by not only the NFL, international media, national media, local media, and others. We've got a great show lined up for you today at 12:30. We'll visit with Arthur Hardy. He's the editor and publisher of Mardi Gras Guide. Super Bowl is behind us now. It is now carnival time. Next up, have a bunch of big conventions coming to town as well. Jay Cicero joins us at the top of the 12 o'clock hour, president and CEO of the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation. And obviously, he was the head of the Super Bowl Host Committee 2025. We'll do after action with him, as well as Colin Arnold, director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for the city of New Orleans at 11:30. Walt Leger at 11 o'clock, same thing with New Orleans and company. And then we'll talk to Bobby Hebert at 10:30. Break down the game a little bit to see what actually went on there. The Eagles taking it 40-22. And already this morning, we have handed off Super Bowl 60 to Santa Clara. And it's something that they do in the immediate after the next day, immediately, upon the game finishing, already making all kinds of details for the next game. Super Bowl 60 will be in Santa Clara, but it won't be like the one we had. A lot of folks, not unlike every other event, and I'm sure we're going to start hearing about this because this is the way these cycles work. The Super Bowl is not all things to all people. There are going to be winners, and there's going to be not so big winners, and there are going to be folks that probably that didn't do well from a business perspective. That's no different than any other convention that comes to town, any other event, whether or not it's Jazz Fest, French Quarter Fest. The list goes on and on and on of all the big events that are here. But it doesn't make it any less important. And we need to keep that in its proper perspective. This was a combined effort of a lot of people. And there was a lot of money spent here improving upon our infrastructure, which we will be the beneficiary for years to come. And the reason I'm bringing this up, just want to make this note. It's really important that we keep this in its perspective. We have momentum. We have recognized and realized that when we put our mind to it collectively, collaboratively, together, that we can make it happen. And we did. And it went off, from my perspective, pretty much without a hitch. Yeah, I'm sure there were some bumps in the road. But the fact of the matter is, job well done. My hat's off to the Saints organization. Without the Saints, the NFL, representation, we would not have an opportunity to have a Super Bowl. Sometimes we lose sight of that. It is very important that Gail Benson and her organization are in the best position possible to be able to lobby on behalf of the city of the NFL to be able to host. It would be very nice for us to get a five-year rotation. There's been some chatter about that because of the proximity from our Superdome to so many hotel rooms, the proximity to the city, restaurants, walking, not many cities that you can do that in. In fact, Super Bowl 60 is going to have a challenge because their stadium is far away from San Francisco, from Oakland, closer, obviously, to San Jose and other cities, but those cities are not that large. They don't offer the infrastructure that we offer here. So maybe we are able to do that, but we will not be able to do it unless the Saints organization is ready, willing, and have a desire to assist in doing so. They play a critical part in this process, and we thank them. We should also thank the LSED. That's the commission, state commission. Those members are appointed by the governor. They operate the Caesar Superdome, the Smoothie King Arena, and many, many other facilities that are actually owned by the state. And they were the lead agency in making sure that the renovations and the like were done on time through the John Bell administration, through the beginning of the Landry administration, actually bringing it to conclusion. And I think most people would agree, came out really nice, the layout and working with all of those folks. And then the Legends ASM team. It started out as ASM. Now they've merged with Legends, another similar organization to ASM. They are the third-party contractor to the LSED that actually runs the day-to-day operation of not only the Superdome, but the arena, but some of the other facilities that they own and operate as well. They are the ones that are turning the wrenches and all of that inside of the dome, making things happen, making the accommodations for the NFL, pointing them in the right direction, where things get hooked up or otherwise. They play an integral part of the staging of that halftime show, of making sure everything works. Where are the doors, the trap doors, this, that, and everything else? And again, job well done by all of those folks. And then that brings us to the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation, the host committee. Again, a collaborative effort, folks, that brings together corporate sponsors, volunteers, so many different organizations, but really so many volunteers to make this happen. I've had them on my show for a year now leading up to the Super Bowl. Why? Because I thought it was important. This could be a defining moment for the city. This could be the beginning of that momentum. This could be that shot in the arm to see whether or not what we tried here is going to work and whether or not these committees can stay together in the future. And I'm praying and I'm hoping that they do, because we've seen how much they've accomplished in so little time. And I'm encouraged. And maybe this last 11, 12 months of the Cantrell administration will be better than we thought it may be, as good as what we've hoped for. And maybe if we keep our eye on the ball, a lot of this Katrina money that's still out there, we can get spent. We can get it done appropriately. We can finish these projects that have been started, that have been lingering and hanging on for a long, long period of time. Again, another reason why this event was so important to us, to the place that we call home, in creating that momentum. And look, folks, we have to punch above our weight all the time. Why? We don't have that many Fortune 500 companies here. Many other cities that host are the beneficiary of having many Fortune 500 companies. We don't have that here. So we really have to work harder. And the major corporate sponsors, too many to name here this morning, but thank you to each and every one of them for standing up and playing their part, creating this corporate partnership with our community, the place that we call home, because it would not have happened but for them, because the host committee had to raise tens of millions of dollars in order to be able to do what they needed to do to deliver upon the obligations that they had agreed to in hosting a Super Bowl. And that's no different than any other convention, right? A lot of folks get critical of that, but that's how this game works. That's the skinny. And you get your return on the back end. You have to make some investment on the front end. You have to obligate yourself to certain things on the front end, and that's how it works. And look, if we don't do it, there are a lot of other cities ready to do it right now. There are probably 10 that would have loved to have been the host of Super Bowl 59, if not more. So let's keep this in its proper perspective as we just close the doors on Super Bowl 59. My hat's off to the city of New Orleans. They executed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
A lot of folks had some doubt. But when the going got tough, they stepped up. They did what they had to do. I don't know about you. I'm willing to give credit when credit's due. I am proud of my city. I'm very proud of my city. It came together. I made it my business this past week to get around, to go to every event that I was invited to. Couple that I got caught up in traffic and I had too many things scheduled on one evening and wasn't able to get there. But nonetheless, wanted to see it for myself, wanted to see the execution, wanted to see what was actually happening. Was it perfect for everyone? Of course not. No plan is, right? But overall, what the city was trying to accomplish, they did. And they did so well. And we were well represented. And I can tell you, in talking to international journalists and journalists from around the country while we were broadcasting from Media Row in the Ernest N. Morial Convention Center, that was the resounding message from those that I had an opportunity to talk to. And I don't think they were just saying that to me, knowing that I was from the city of New Orleans. They meant it. Because they always followed up with, I hope we're back here real soon. Because we do not have the experience that we had here in other places. And that's really good to hear. And you want to know what's really more compelling about this than anything else? It's not really the people in the industry or the people in the media, the Saints, the LSED, ASM Legends, or the Sports Foundation. What's really incredible is they talk about you. You. The people that make up this place that we call home. without exception, in almost every story and about their experience, they talk about you. They talk about the people that live here, how friendly they are, how accommodating they are. And they go on and on and on and on. And it is so refreshing to hear that. It makes you wonder what other people are like in other cities. I don't probe them for that. It's not necessary. But it just feels so good to have them talk about you. Because in the end, you are the one that's really closing the deal. Human nature is those interactions that you have with folks that are not trying to facilitate something other than to be you, as you are each and every day, may be the best selling point that this city has to offer. And we'll ask that question of both Arthur and Jay and Colin and Walt and others today, because I think it came out just shining each and every conversation that I had. And as I watched some of the national coverage from Fox Sports and others, that came through all the time as to how friendly people were, walking down the street, getting lost, asking for directions, folks taking the time to point it out. Had one conversation where this couple walked three blocks out of their way to make sure that they got to where they were going so they wouldn't miss their reservation time of a restaurant that they were going in, and struck up and had a great conversation on the way there, got them there. Couldn't have been thankful enough for that. That is the you factor of this city. So congratulations to you as well. I spent a lot of time with GNO Inc. and New Orleans and Company, two of the organizations that are busy selling you and I and the city and everything else that we have to offer day in and day out. And we are blessed with visiting with them on a weekly basis to talk about the great things that are happening in the city. They did a bang-up job working with the host committee. It was just absolutely phenomenal. The huge opportunity that we had in broadcasting from Media Row within their booth, that so many people came by. I mean, every morning the vibe was just getting greater and greater and greater. Presenting and featuring Louisiana seafood products there. Had a blast. It went over really well. The media party, people were still talking about it at the game on Sunday. Ran into some folks. We were talking about it from the media. Saw a guy from the international media that I had seen before, still bragging about that party. It was obviously very well done, and the hospitality industry and the tourism industry is to be thanked as well. And just overall, I know it was a busy week. It was a long period of time. Folks made a lot of sacrifices that have other jobs, that volunteered on so many different committees to make sure that we put our best foot forward. And as a citizen of this area, I just want to finish out my monologue this morning saying to you, job well done. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We'll be right back.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What is Daxer?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.